Four with Room for More by Lisa M.G. Crockett, Assistant Editor. Virginia Clark, Aaron Robichaud, Sasha Kumbias, and Melissa Sprague are the only Latter-day Saints in their school of 1,000, which just makes them stand out more. Face it, these four Canadian girls have good reason to smile. There's one in every school. You know the type, the girl who seems to live a charmed life. Everything she touches, schoolwork, friendships, extracurricular activities, turns to gold. You wonder what her secret is and hope that maybe a little of whatever it is will rub off on you. But deep down inside, you wonder if you can ever really be like her, because people like that seem to only come one at a time. The Fab Four. The Laurels in St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, however, seem to have misunderstood that rule. Instead of only one shining star in their school, all the Latter-day Saint girls are recognized on campus. Take Sasha Kumbias, for example. She is student council president and works on a committee to build school spirit. Melissa Sprague loves to be in school musicals and plays. Virginia Clark, Ginny to her friends, stands alongside Melissa in two of the school's choirs and is a great dancer. Finally, Aaron Robichaud was recently selected as the high school's Student of the Year. You might expect that in a group like this. There would be fierce competition, maybe even a little jealousy. But instead of jealousy, there is support. Instead of competition, encouragement. The girls say that when there are only four of you in a school of 1,000 students, there's just no room for anything but good feelings and a lot of help from each other. I'm a Mormon. Being a member of the church is what life is all about for these girls. When they talk about what excites them the most, it's not an upcoming school dance or game. It's the dedication of the Halifax, Nova Scotia Temple. So, if it's not what defines them, why spend time on all that extracurricular stuff? People at school know who they are, says Melissa. I think all of us feel a little bit responsible to stand out so that people will know church members are good people. The high-profile activities these girls are involved in also afford them many opportunities to share the gospel. My friends always want to know why I don't drink, says Sasha. I think that sometimes they think it's a little weird, but they seem to respect us. That respect comes in handy when the girls are defending what they believe in at school, like the time Sasha and Aaron talked in one of their classes about how important marriage is, despite the fact that the rest of the class seemed to think that a piece of paper wasn't necessary for people in love. Or the countless times Ginny has told classmates that she does not now, nor will she ever, smoke cigarettes. When you face a bunch of people telling you that what you believe is silly or strange, says Aaron, it's nice to know that you're not the only one who thinks a certain way. It helps you stay strong. Support system. Life isn't always smooth sailing, even for these girls. Of all the problems this group has faced, they agree that Aaron's was the most dramatic. During a youth conference trip to the Toronto, Ontario Temple a few years ago, Aaron noticed that she was suddenly covered with what looked like huge bruises from head to toe, but she hadn't been injured or even jostled in any way. It was only a matter of hours after she discovered these bruises that Aaron was in a hospital in Ottawa, a day-long drive from St. John. She had acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Since I was so far away, I lost touch with friends from school, but Melissa and Sasha both came to see me, she says. The years following weren't always easy. Aaron's treatment was aggressive and tiring. Your perspective really changes after something like this, she says. Having good friends, good family, and the gospel is really what's important. That support group comes through for less dramatic problems, too. Melissa dated a non-member for a while. Melissa says they were too serious, and she felt that it wasn't leading her toward the temple marriage she has as a goal. I knew I needed to end it, says Melissa. It was really tough, probably the hardest thing I've ever done. I knew it was the right decision, though, and the girls really helped me through it. Ginny and Sasha have struggled with the stress that comes with the busy lives they lead. When things get too stressful, they know they can turn to their friends for understanding. It helps me to know that my friends are worried about the same things I am, especially getting good marks in school, says Jenny. It doesn't seem so bad when I know that they worry too. Looking to the future. Soon the girls will be graduating from high school and receiving all the honors and accolades that girls like them typically get when they graduate. But that's not what these girls will remember most about their years together. They'll remember fun and good times, things like slumber parties, youth conferences, and steak dances. They'll remember girls' camp and testimony meetings. They'll remember that they are daughters of Heavenly Father and that they had sisters in the gospel to help them stay strong. No one ever told these girls that in order to win, everyone else would have to lose. Instead, they help each other, pushing and pulling until everybody reaches the top. And, not surprisingly, they not only make room for the four of them, but they always leave a little extra space, just in case someone else would like to join them. And then there were five. Not long ago, there was a new addition to the Laurel class in St. John. Nathaniel Petrie, who speaks French as her first language, doesn't attend the same school as the rest of the Laurels. Instead, she attends a French immersion school. Her family is from French-speaking Quebec. Nathaniel, the only member of the church in her school class, says she relies on the strength she draws each day at seminary. Sometimes it's hard to be the only member at school, she says. But going to seminary, being with the other kids my age, really helps me feel good all day. End of the article, Four with Room for More, by Lisa M.G. Crockett, Assistant Editor.
Meeting Mike.